The cross of Christ came, Jesus died to take away our sins. And as he says in Galatians, he died to Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. I should probably memorize this because I go to it a lot. I just like it. He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Not by taking us out of the world, but by in the world we could walk as he walked. By in the world we could have godliness. That in the world we could have righteousness. That in the world we could have all manner of the gifts of God working in us to fulfill knowledge, virtue, patience, temperance, all the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and every other good thing in God. I can't always rattle them off the top of my head, but, honor, glory, power. That is the power of God, not just in words, in power. I don't want to just have the gospel in, a bunch of words. Like verse 18 says, the cross has to have an effect. It's going to affect you. It has an effectual working. Because if it's just words, then the cross of Christ is of no effect. Just believe these words, and then go back to your lives, and know that you will be, you will, do you know for sure that you will, if you died tonight, you would go to heaven? Well, believe these words, and you can know for sure that you will die and go to heaven. None effect. They make the cross of none effect. Verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. The preaching of the cross, Jesus died for your sins. And it is all the things that brings. Not just that he died, but that he also rose. Also, the grace of God. The grace of God. He was given by the grace of God for the purposes of taking away our sins. And also that in everything we could be enriched by him. And also that we could come behind in no gift. And that we might be blameless. And that we would see God as faithful. That's why preaching is foolishness to people. Because it's like, what is preaching? Preaching. Well, preaching is kind of foolish, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Because all it is, preaching is just proclaiming. I'm proclaiming something to you. I'm proclaiming a truth. I preach a truth. And it will save you. You mean you're going to just tell me something. And I'm going to believe it. And that's going to cause me to have that's the power of God. That's foolish to them that perish. The message and the preaching of the cross, like I said, it's not just Jesus died so I could go to heaven. Believe that. No. It is that cross, that sacrifice has power in it. Them he gave power. Look at it. As many as believed on him, gave he power to become the sons of God. It says in the Gospel of John, John chapter 3. And then, what does it say in the second epistle of Peter, the first chapter, which I love that first chapter. It says, there are given to us many exceeding great and precious promises. How are the promises given? By the preaching of the gospel. The good news is there are these promises given. There are gifts that are going to come. You must believe on them. Now, that is the power of the cross to salvation. That Jesus died, forgiving our sins, but it also, he died to save us from this present world. It says, the grace of God which bringeth salvation teaches us. I think I've said this three times already in this chapter. That denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. That's from Titus chapter 2. The grace of God is teaching those things. It's the preaching of all that truth. Of those promises. That what does Peter say in his epistle? He says, that by these, the promises, we might be partakers of the divine nature. That's the preaching of the cross. You mean by believing these promises that God has said, and by receiving those, you know, by believing those promises, it's just by believing, really. You're going to receive all those gifts, ultimately eternal life, by believing on those promises of God. That's stupid. To inherit eternal life, you should probably, you know, go open a soup kitchen or do something useful. Not that, you know, as the apostle said, you know, they should not forget the poor, as we were also mindful to do. As James said, true religion is to remember the poor and fatherless and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Obviously, that's the thing. You don't want to be. Now, that doesn't mean you don't associate with the world. It just means you don't fellowship with the world, which means I have to come into contact with people all the time. And I need to let my light shine among men. But on the other hand, I don't, you know, hang out at bars and just kind of kick back with them in their world. I bring them into my world as much as possible. You know, there's some things, you know, you go to market, it's like you just go into market. It's just a worldly thing to do, right? You got to buy food or you got to get gas. And it's like you're not everywhere in church. But in general, and you come into contact with people. And, you know, there's no need to escape that. That's not how he wants you to escape the world. You escape the world, you escape the corruption, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's also 2 Peter chapter 1. Having escaped by the blood of Christ, you escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Well, how do I do that? By the promise. By the preaching of the gospel. That is the preaching of the gospel. Believe on the blood of Christ, you will escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Believe on the blood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and you will walk righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. Believe on the blood of Christ, and you will inherit eternal life. You will be the Son of God. He will raise you from the dead in the last day. That's the preaching of the gospel. And that's to people who perish. That's foolishness. Now, especially in the time of Paul, remember, that was new. Nowadays, it's sort of like, yeah, whatever, we heard it before, or I already believe that, you know, but not quite the way you say it, Paul, because you're a little bit like, I think you're asking a lot. I'm not asking a lot of you, I'm asking a lot of him. And I'm telling you, you ought to ask a lot of him as well, because he's promised a lot. And if you don't ask, you won't receive. And if you don't receive, you ain't going to enter in. Simple as that.